The Gemara said that Vavam Beis Habaydik Tzach Shivatel. The person that's Baydik has Mevatel Bishas the Bedika. Why Bishas the Bedika? Why not later on? What happens Bishas the Bedika? So the Gemara said that let's start from the beginning of the Gemara very quickly by the two dots, 10 lines from the bottom. If because the Purun Allah Shiva, it's not Choshev. The Chitim became the Mintelag of Beisach Shiva, that it gives it Choshevus, for Tanya Sufi Tainu Umishamis Sadeb Neanovim, or Sufi Anom Mishamis Sadeb Neemikshois, Mimitlois, Bismansha Balabais Makdalain, Asur Mishum Gezel, Chirun Meisel, Bismansha Imbalabais Makdalain, Butom Mishum Gezel, Butumina Meisel. We see clearly that watching A doesn't make it Choshev for B, it remains bottom in a Meisel if you're not Makbid. So why do you have to be mevatel? Zok the Gemara, Omer Rav Gzeres Shemim to Gluski Yofa. A Gluski Yofa, Rashi explains, you'll hesitate for a second even to mevar, so you even bali roa. V'day talvei. And das is on it. Now, frek Gemara, v'chi mishkachas le levatlei. So why do you have to do it by Bodhi Tzach Shevatel? Do it when you find it. A Toshvei right away asked, the second last Toshvei, that if Dait Alvei, he's chas to mevatel. That's good for the whole word.
It's too late.
The most test is going to be too late. But right, Tais is asking when you find it. Let's say you find it, not because it's a mani sura. Let's say you find it in the Shor Revius. But you're right. It's chas alei means you're over by your own, means when it's really issa. But the Gemara's Teretz is going to be before the Gemara's Teretz. The Gemara's Teretz is going to be in Nalari bin Vatel. It's too late already. But Tais says, even in Rashi, it says Chasalei. The second ago we said Chasalei Levaro. So what do you mean, Bim Vatel? That's good for the Nekuda. You're not going to be Vatel. But the point of the Gemara's Teretz is, Taka, Dil Mishkach de Lebos Yisuga. It's too late. It's not yours. It's not yours to be Vatel anymore. Vela Bishusa Kaima. Vela Motsa Mevatelei. Because Yisuga, no, not yours. It's not your moment. You can't be Mekadosh Anisha. So you can't be Vatelit. You can't be Mafkir. Why am I chayv on the digging of the well, of the pit? It's not my bar, it's not my karka, it's not my rishus. Teretz is, osa kosuv kilo b'shusay to mechayv on it, which are the two things. Ve'elein, bar b'shusay rabim, b'chom b'shoshay, m'sheshay shosay l'maylo. Frek the Gemara, so you're right, so you can't do it then, because you find it, it's b'shas yisura, it's too late. V'nevatle b'arba, v'nevatle b'chomesh, so do it before the zman isa. Why the night before? Zok the Mala came to his mani suru, v'lav zman biyuga. It's not the zman of the bedika. Ten in the morning is not the zman bedika. It's not the zman of the issa of sheishois. So it's neither. So there's nothing to remind you. You don't have an alarm clock, so you might forget. So dilma posha, and you will forget to do it. V'lav mevatele. That's what we got up to. So the reason why Bari Tzach Shevatel, that's a perfect time that you're aware to be mevatel. You're doing a ma'isa bedika. Now say kol chamira. That's what Rashi says. Boydik tzach levatel miyad. Because then you're in the midst of the act. You're not going to forget. You're oisik in the bedika. So then you're going to remember. If you're going to wait till you find it, it's too late already. Can't be mevatel. It's not yours. Elamai, do it 9 in the morning. B'shor aviz. B'shor chamishes. There's no reminder for you to do it. How are you going to remember to do it? Dilma poshav lo mevatel. So we do it. We stel it avek. We mesaken it. At the zman when you're oisik in the bedika. It's like this. You won't forget. That's where we got up to the bottom of the omit. Zog di gemoge. Daf zayin omit aleph. V'nevat le b'shit. Okay, v'nevat le b'shit. Okay. When does the man is to start? At the end of the 6th. Yeah. Beginning of the 7th. That means midday. Nevat le b'shit is 11 a.m. It's before the man is. So do it v'nevat le b'shit. B'misakin, Rabbonu Taka said it's also m'shei shoyz, but it's not yet also m'deraisa. So that's a zman that you can remember. Zog Gemara, no. And what do you do with this zman shit? Zman shit, you take oisik in the sreifa. So in the zman of the sreifa, burning of the chometz is a perfect time mevatel. We are mevatel b'zman the sreifa also. But let the Gemara let that be the only time you mevatel. Enter the Gemara. Kevin di suud rabbonon alvei. The mais is an isad rabbonon. Zman shoshis is an isad rabbonon. So the Gemara is saying a big chiddush. Yes, shit is taka not yet midaraisa also, so it's still b'shuscha. And shit is taka a great time, a reminder, because it's man that you're always going to stray for. But since Rabbanon said it's awesome Rabbanon, now to be nana from it, Bisman Shoshishis, you have to burn it. So Osa Kosuf Kilubi Enebishusoi is also applicable by the Rabbanon. Atkere kach, we removed it from you, and you can't be mevatel, and you can't be mekadesh an isha with it. That means an isha is mekudesh, not mekudesh with it. We don't have to worry about eishes ish, because Rabbanon, afkinu Rabbanon, it's not b'shusah. Rashi is soon going to say that hefka bez and hefka. Adat Rabbanon mekadesh, but it's totally not yours, and that's why you can't be mevatel because it isn't Rabbanon.
We're mevatel today before that hour, right?
We're mevatel already before, right? We're mevatel at night already.
Even the day also, we're also mevatel.
Mevatel, right, right.
Before that hour.
Yeah. Correct. Our Sreif is before that. But the point is that even though now Be'etzim theoretically Midaraisa, you should be able to be Mevatel. It's not this man, it's not Enish Shalom yet.
Right.
But the Rabbonon were Mafkia, you're bailus, but it's man of the Rabbonon. And that's what Taka Gemara is going to say. You're not Mekadosh and Isha either. It can't be Mevatel. It's not yours anymore. Now, it doesn't mean that you're not Oven Bal Yiro. It is yours. It's not because of Chum, it took it away. It's not yours. It's not yours in order to Mevato, but it is yours that you're Oven on it. Like a barbishus rabbin. Chometz and Bar, you're Oven. It's yours to be Oven. It's not yours to be Mevato.
That's a steer, I know.
So that's the word. They're Mafkia, the Bailas, in order that you should be Oven. The Mafkia, the Bailas, that you can do what you want. You can't do as you please. You can't be Mekadosh and Isha. You can't be Mevato even. But you are going to be Oven Bal Yiro. That, yes. The Yisoid is, they're Mafkia L'chumra, but not L'kula. They're not going to say, it's not yours L'kula and not Oven Bal Yiro. Mafkia L'chumra. Can't be Mavatl, but Avadi, you're going to be Oven. Zok di Gemoga. The Omer Rav Gil, Omer Rav Chia, by Yosef Omer Rav. Here we bring a raya that by an Issad Rabbonon, Rabbonon said that you can't be Mevatl anymore. At Kerekach, you can't be Mekadosh an Isha either. It's not yours. The Omer Rav Gil, Omer Rav Chia, by Yosef Omer Rav. I'm a Kaddish, Mishay Shoy Sulamalo. If a person takes Chometz, Shay Shoy Sulamalo, Midaraisa, it's your money. You can be Mekadosh an Isha. No. I feel a Bechita good and Isa. Even Chita good and Isa. Chita good and Isa. Is Tosis learns on Amud Beis on the bottom that it's chometz nuksha? It's only osim midrabbonon. So the chiddush says even though it's two drabbonons, it's a zman drabbonon. It's only a chometz midrabbonon. Still, we say it's amu kedushes. Ain choishin lekedushin. We're not choishin lekedushin. We're not choishin lekedushin because drabbonon removed the bailus from you. It's not yours. Now Rashi is moisif. It's called a mekadesh. Adai the rabbanon mekadesh. Vehefka bezin hefka vehemifkiu memoinoi. Seems like you have to come on to the din of hefka bezin also. What's wrong with the etzem din that isa the rabbanon of shoshishis makes it that it's not yours? Kederaisa v'la b'shusay. It's not yours. It's not yours. Why does it come on to hefka bezin hefka? Seemingly you have to come on to both reasons. Let's see the Rashi inside. Afilu b'chut to kederaisa. Obviously, we're talking about when it's still Isra Rabbonon. This is Rabbonon. I feel a bit good and nicer. Had some kin behoga agarat, koshin aim oid, vafilochi, ain't choshin and kedushin. In Boale Mayim, if the water is on it, so it's going to be Machmitz. We have got the Osi Isra Nos, Chomet Rabbonon. The Sheish, Umafki Kedusha Terra, Vishori, Shisla Almo. Homet Hatzinon, we always answer, become a duchtin, called the Mekadosh, the Rabbanon Mekadosh, the Hefka Bezin Hefka, the Hem Hefkirim Emoinoi. It's all nichlal in this, you said it, the Issa Rabbanon, that it's not yours. La Bishusei, and who then it's not yours, they have a koyach to be mevatl, even in Issa Deraisa of Eishas Ish, because Hefkinu Rabbanon Kedushim Minei.
Midi Raisa, when is this?
Midi Raisa, it's only by Shor Shvis, at the end of 6. So we're saying, B'tchila Sheish, it's in Issa Rabbanon. This man Sreifa, it's a great reminder time. So L'chayr is Mevatel then. Teretz says you can't be Mevatel anymore. It's not yours to be Mevatel. Atkere kachim yom ha-kadosh and Isha. It's not even, which is Kedushin D'Raisa Eishas Ish. We're not choshel Kedushin. Zog Yigamogah, U'lebosar Yisur le'motze Mevatel. So you're saying that after this man Issa D'Raisa, Shor Shvius, you can't. It's not yours. Shor Shish is Rabbonon gave it to Koyach like D'Raisa. You can't either. But you're telling me for Dova Poshet, after this man Issa, you can't be Mevatel? V'atanya, we learned the Brayis as follows. A person is sitting in the Beis HaMedrash, sitting and learning. And he remembers, he has Chometz in his house. Mevatloi beliboy. You mevatlo belev. You say I'm mevatlit. When does this take place? Echad b'Shabbos ve'echad Yontif. Echad Shabbos ve'echad Yontif. Sai Shabbos, sai Yontif. Now Yontif clearly sounds like after this man Isser. Yontif means Pesach. So Bishleim is Shabbos. I can tell you it's talking about not Shabbos Pesach. It's talking about
Yud Dalet Shechalius b'Shabbos, which is Erev Pesach.
Yine b'Smedrash. Before this man Isser, so Shabbos you mevatlit. So Bishleim is Shabbos. Mishkach Slokon Shechal Abosaliyos b'Shabbos. That makes sense. There's no riot, it's manissa. Eli Yontif, Basri Suruhu. Yontif is ultimately after his manissa. And it still says, Yemavatl, Beliboy, Yenibis Medish. So we see it could be Mavatl after his manissa. The Gemara is asking after his manissa, the rice is on Yontif itself. Enter the Gemara, no. We're talking about someone is by a Talmud, by a Rebbe, by a Shir. And when a person is by a Shir, there's no such thing as getting up. Can't get up. So what are we talking about? What's the case of the Chometz? It's Chometz. No, v'niskash yesh isa megugelas b'tech beisai. He knows on Yontif, his wife is in milo b'megalgal isa. So the dough is being made, it's not yet chometz. The flour and the water is being rolled, it's not yet chometz. It takes 18 minutes. He remembers, I want to make sure my wife is not going to let it be machmetz. She's making something on Pesach. You're allowed to bake on Pesach, right? Oichal nefesh. He's worried that it might turn into chometz. Now, he can't go home because the middle of the shir. So he can't go home. So what do you do? He's mevatlit. He's mevatlit in the Beis Medrash. I'm being mevatlit the chometz that my wife is making. Mevatlit. So it never became chometz yet. I'm mevatlit before it turned into chometz. That, of course, you could. It's on Yontif Taka, but it's not yet Ein Bishut. So it's only Ein Bishut, but it's machmetz. I'm mevatlit before her. Zog the Gemara, Dekonami, I'll prove you that this is the case. The Katoni, Hoy Yoshe B'Tech Beis HaMedrash. Why does it say Yoshe B'Tech Beis HaMedrash? Mashma, that if you would have gone home, you could have prevented it. You could have prevented it before turning to Chometz. What would you have done? Tell your wife quickly to make sure that it bakes and it doesn't rise before 18 minutes. But I can't do that because I'm in Beis HaMedrash, I'm over Shir. So Shmami, no, we're talking about it before it became Chometz and I'm just stuck because I can't go home so I can be Mevatlit B'Liboy. But La'olam, after this man Issi, you can't be Mevatl.
Throw it out, I guess. Throw it out.
Oh, after he's mevatlid, yeah, mevatlid is not his. So of course, yes, throw it out. It can't be an end from it. But it's not pshat. It was his issa. He was mevatlid before it became osa. Zok di gemara about the two dots. Omer rab ravun omer rav hapas sheifsho kevan sheripso matzah muteres. If a person on Pesach goes to his drawer, his cabinet, and he sees over there bread, he does not sure what it is. It's either bread or it's matzah. Amolga matzah. Was a thick matzah, like a pita bread. So it's either bread or it's matzah. Depends how it was made. Now it's moldy. So we take mold, we dump it. But you want to know what the halach is. Is it mutter, is it osa? Could I eat this or not? Could I cut off the shimmel? Shimmel is the mold or not? Oh. Omer rab ravun omer rab, apashi ifsho, kevin shiripso matzah muteres. Since it was ripso matzah, meaning this cabinet, this bread box is used for bread and for matzah. Well, kevin shiripso matzah, a majority of it is matzah. Roiv is used for matzah. It's Mov Pesach now. So Mela, the pasuk, you can assume that it's moldy matzah and it's muteres. Zogdemo hechidomi. What are we talking about? Ilema, the yod about the chometzi. If you know for sure it's chometz, who cares? You have a majority of matzah. I know there's a piece of bread over here. So what's the difference if it's a majority of matzah? You don't go bust a roiv when you know it's chometz. What's the difference? Ella, we're talking about loyadino bei chometzi. Imatzahu, yitaka don't know if it's chometz or matzah. You don't know. So then, my ire ki ripsa matzah. Let's say it's not ripsa matzah. Afilu ki lo ripsa matzah nami neza basa basra. You should go basa the last thing used. What's the last thing used in this box, in this bread box, in this cabinet? It's matzah. It's Pesach. Obviously, you cleaned out your box, and what you've been using the past few days was matzah in this cabinet. So why do you have to come out to roiv, even if it's not roiv? Go bosser, whatever it's used last. Achrina, whatever last usage of this cabinet was for matzah. So assume what you find now is matzah. Zogim al kila ripsa matzah nami neza bosser basra. Miloy tanan, didn't we learn a beferish mishnah in Shkolim, Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis. If you find money in front of the people that sell behemoths, So, le'olam ma'aser. This is talking about in Yerushalayim. Since people come as ma'aser sheni money, they travel. They can't travel with animals, so they travel with the money. So now you find money in front of the Seichel Behema. What money is it? What's the status of this money? You should know it's ma'aser sheni money. Moshe nipsel v'seichel behema le'olam ma'aser. Now, why? Because we assume it's from the buyer, not from the seller. Because if it's from the seller, it's not ma'aser anymore. Because what happens? I take the money that's ma'aser sheni money, and I'm mechallit under what I'm acquiring now from the Seichel Behema. So the mois becomes chulin once it turns into the seller's hands, because it's mechal the kedusha on the animal. So in fact, Teis Akasha, on the top Teis says, maybe toiling the moicha. Why is it for sure from the seller, from the buyer? Maybe toiler from the seller, just like you go buser the buyer. Zok Teis says, af bidika lemitli b'moicha, k'ma b'lekach, misveka talin l'chumra. It's a suffix, so you go l'chumra. Zok Teis, ve'eni l'ri. Because forget, smoich miyuta the chulin the shamois the palg the moicha. There's always other money around, so that'd be moisif on the palg on the svek on the sofik on the moicha. So it ends up being havele rubel heter. You have the moicha is a 50% plus another 1% that it's that money. So it's goyv that it's from the moicha. Boy, mechi a big aside. The loikim have a ruba. The kama bnei odem oim dim al behema achz liknois. When you go to a market to buy one animal, it's not one person buying the animal. There's five people standing to buy the animal. So it's ruba loikim over the moicher. So mele, you can assume that it's meiser and it's osser.
What's he buying there?
Not buying. I find money in front of moicher behema. Oh, the guy that's buying is taking his meiser sheni money and being mechalit on an animal.
An animal.
So the moicher behema is money that you find in front of the stands. You assume it's from the loikim. In fact, there's a kasha, maybe it's from the moicher. It's 50-50. And faket, smoich miyuta. Zoktei says, no, there's ruba loikim. There's 10 buyers for one animal. And there's one moicher. So mele, there's 10 people's monies in front of that one animal that was being sold. So mele, it's taka, you assume it's ma'aser sheni money.
What's with animals? What's with them?
He brings it to the carbon.
Can you reach it?
Now.
It's very interesting. It goes by the roiv b'nei ozom, not roiv amount of money. The loik chaos comes out of the pocket.
Say it again, the what?
Tosis is saying a chiddush. It's going like roiv people, not roiv amount of money. Because lokeach means more money than the actual behemoth course. He has $1,000 in his pocket. He has to go buy fruits and vegetables also. But it doesn't go bust a roiv amount of money. It goes bust a roiv people.
No, we assume that the money on the floor is the money that was used for the buying of the stand, not for fruits and vegetables. That money is still in his pocket.
Comes with a lot of money from
Kutzlaritz. Right, but that money is in his pocket. Why should it be out of his wallet? Only the money that was used to buy Behemoth could have dropped.
He has in his pocket a lot more money.
I know that, but why assuming the money in his pocket is on the floor?
It goes bust and
roy people, not bust and money. Because I can have $1 million because I'm buying a house. What is that negaya to the Megong Boss of Maisa Sheni? Well, only Choshe Maisa Sheni, because this is in front of the stand of animals that was acquired that was Maisa Sheni money. You're not assuming he has money in his pocket for other things, not Maisa Sheni. He could have, but that's not part of the equation, because why would it be in front of the stand of animals that you're acquiring from Maisa Sheni?
I got it,
but we're not Choshe Stam. That's a very small meat that people Stam drop a lot of money. You only drop money while you're acquiring, while you're buying. So that's by the stand. That's the money we're being done on. So the question to us is it lekech or moicha? Talk to us is roiv loikhim. Zok to gemara weiter. So why do you say that the reason why the pasha ifsha is muta? Because roiv matzah, so it can't be talking about that it, you know for sure it's chometz. That's not going to help. Elamai, you don't know what it is. So why do you say because roiv matzah, say it's the last thing there, just like you go basa basra by moish nipsel v'secha behema lo'ila ma'isa. That's by the stands. Bahara bayis chulin. Now the Gemara is going to bring that raya that you go basa the last thing that it was, meaning neza basa basra. The following state dot in the Mishnah. So the first part is moish nipsel v'secha behema is lo'ila ma'isa. Like we said, we assume it's from the loikrim. Baharabayis, if you find money in the harabayis, so over there you assume it's chulin. Because after all, in the harabayis, over there, people go with all types of monies. It's not a stand of animals. They have chulin money also.
Now, even though during the regal it might be Maisa Sheni money, but Lamaisa there's people there from before the regal also. And over there we're not going to say that they sweep the Harabais. Over there there's no sweeping, so it's Roiv Chulin. So Melu Roiv Mois is Roiv Chulin. It goes throughout the whole year. However, be Yushalayim, if you find money, stam in Yushalayim in the rest of the city, so it depends. Bishas HaRegel, if you find it during this man of Aliyah Regel, so assume it's Mois Hasheni money, because that's most of the money in people's hands, Oilu Regolim. Bishayim Mois Hashon, the rest of the year, Chulin. You can assume it's Chulin. Why? Because Roiv Mois are stam people from the city that have Chulin money. V'omerav Shmaya Bazeira. My time, and what's the reason that we're toiler that it's Maisa when it's regal, and we're not toiler when that it's from before the regal? Maybe it's from before the regal where it was chulin. Zog digamog, just like in Harbayis, we're not toiler. Zog digamog, hoil v'shuki Yerushalayim, asun niskab b'chol yoyim. The shuki Yerushalayim, the marketplace of Yerushalayim, gets swept every day. So when Eli, your toiler that's from the last one there, it's not from earlier, it's not from the whole year, it's b'shas regal, you assume it's from the regal, because it's not from yesterday or last week. It's only from now, that means because Shukir Shlaim is swept every day. So we see clearly that you go Basar the last thing. So what do you say? The reason why Pasha Ifsa is Muta, because Roiv is Matzah, and that's the reason. Why did it say because of Roiv is Matzah? Zagmar, even if it's not Rav Samatzah, it should be Muta because Nezah Basar Basra. You cleaned out your cabinet, so the last thing there was obviously Matzah placed in there. And whatever was earlier is removed, meaning the Shukir Shlaim are swept, and what you find now is current, meaning it's current, it's Maisa during the regal. So Chanami Neima, so likewise over here by the pass, say Kama Kama Ozil, all the previous breads from the cabinet were removed. So Mela, what you have now is Matzah, not because of Rav Saleh Matzah, it's because you go bust the latest thing there. Zog the Gemara, shiny hocha. No, the reason why I have to say Rav Saleh Matzah is the fushe mechiach alei. The Maisa, it's very moldy. The fact that it's moldy shows that it's old. So Mela, it's not from now. Otherwise, it won't be moldy. So Mela, you have something working against the fact that it's from the latest one there. So that's why you have to say Rav Saleh Matzah. Zog the Gemara, fushe mechiach alei. If it's because it's moldy, so ki Rav Saleh Matzah may have it. So what does it help me now that it's Rav Saleh Matzah? If Usha Mechiach Alei Shagufa say that it's bread from 6 months ago, that's why it's moldy. So why should it help me the fact that it's Rav Saleh Matzah? Adarabba, this should be a reason to say that it's bread. Zog demog ha'nu pshat. Omer Rabba, loy teme Rav Saleh Matzah. You don't have to, it's not the pshat you're reading Rav Saleh Matzah that it's a majority of matzah. No. Ela ema rovu yemei matzah alvei. That a majority of the days of Pesach already elapsed. It's not the beginning of Pesach. It's the sixth day. It's the seventh day. So it's shaykh to be me'upish. It's shaykh to be moldy, even though it's matzah. Because Rav Saleh Matzah, Yemei Matzah Aleh, the days of Pesach elapsed. Frag the Mori Yochi, if that's the case, pshita. So then it's pshita that it's matzah. If most of the days of Pesach elapsed, and the bread box was clean, so why assume that it's bread? Obviously it's matzah. And right over the days elapsed, so that's why it's taka moldy. And that's why it's taka matzah. So it's pshita. Zog Rashi, Yehochi Pshita, Afilu Sofik Leiko. It's not even a Sofik. Why? The Mistome Vade Botka Vomatzi. You for sure checked your box before Pesach started. And it's offshore because it's Rav Saleh Matzah, Yemei Pesach elapsed. So it's Posh, it's Bechal, not a Sofik Bechal. Zog the Gemara Loi Tzricha, the reason why it's a Chiddush is the Pusha Meruba. It's so moldy that it remains a Sofik. It doesn't make sense that it's Matzah since it's so moldy. Zog the Gemara, you might think, Maura Tema, Kevin the Pusha Meruba, Igloy Milsa divided Chometz Malyu. So maybe it's for sure bread. It must be 6 months old because it's so moldy. The Gemara says, no, it's Shaykh the Matzah to turn so moldy too in such a relative short time span. Why? Zog the Gemara, Komash Malon, Kevon Sheroba Yimei Matzah Alvei. Since the majority of the days of Pesach already elapsed, Amrinon, Kol Yoyme Vyoyme Naam Chamima Ofo. He baked hot matzah every day and he didn't wait for it to cool off. To put it in the cabinet, in the matzah cabinet. He put it on top of the previous matzah that's sitting there. So the heat causes moisture and it causes it to mold much quicker. So it's shaykh that it's ipusha, a lot of ipusha. It's ipusha meruba, and still it's matzah and it's not chometz. So the mother, you might think that kol yoyme v'yoyme, meaning that's the chiddush. Kevin shirobi yimei matzah alvei. Amrino, we're toiler and we say, and that's why we go Basar Matzah. Meaning, that it's taka matzah because it was taka made throughout Pesach, even though it's Yipusha Meruba. So again, it comes out Pashe Ifsha is mutter. Why is it mutter? We're talking about that Rav saw Yemei Matzah Alei, and it's Yipusha Meruba. And the reason why you say that it's not because of Rav, it's because Rav saw Yemei Matzah Alei, and it's Yipusha Meruba. So L'chari Yipusha Meruba should say it's for sure 6 months ago. No, it's Shaykh Yipusha Meruba, even though it's only Yemei Matzah that Ovra Alei from the fact that you had hot matzah that was placed on previous baked matzah. Now the Gemara established the Yisoid from the Mishnah Shkolim that you go Bosa Basra. Frek the Gemara, Umi Azin on Bosa Basra? Do you go Bosa the last thing that was there? But Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yoimer, Teva Shinishtam Shubba Mois Chulin Mois Maisa. If you have a Teva box that was used, Sai for Mois Chulin and Sai for Mois Maisa, so it depends. Is it Maisa Sheni or is it Chulin? So Im Roiv Chulin, if majority of the money is Chulin, so we tell her that it's Chulin. Imroiv Maisa, if it's a majority Maisa, Sheni money, so then you assume it's Maisa. Zog Morava Mai, why do you go Bosa Roiv? Laser Bosa Basra, you should go after the last thing there. Meaning, whatever is last placed in the box, and you assume the box was cleaned out, because obviously the reason why we're saying don't go Bosa Roiv is because usually Ruba is Odif from Chazoka, and also Chazoka the Hashta. But if it's something you know for sure that's cleaned out, so then go Bosa the last thing there. Who cares that there was a Roiv yesterday? It's cleaned up every day. So, in fact, the Mogha, why do you go Bosa Roiv? Laser Bosa Basra, you should go after the last money that was placed over there, and because the previous one was taken away. So, must be that what? That we don't go Bosa the last one there. So, why do you say in Mishnah Shkolim that you go Bosa Basra? Zog the Gemara, Omer Avachem by Yitzchok. The reason why you don't go Bosa Basra and you go Bosa Roiv is specific cases why you don't go Bosa Basra. Three Tugutsim Zog the Gemara. Omer Avachem by Yitzchok, Koch Mais Kinon, Koin Shenishtam Shubo, Mois Chulin, Mois Maisa. This Teva, this box was used for Chulin and Maisa. And you don't know what the last thing was. The Eini Yedea, Ezim and Soiv, Besoiv. You don't know what the last thing was. So the reason you go Bosa Roiv, because you can't go Bosa Basra, because you taka don't know what the last thing was. You're using simultaneously two heaps, a heap of chulin and a heap of maaser sheni. So maybe you can't go basa basra because both are basra. So you go basa roiv. The money that you found that you mesupikon was, you can't go basa basra. It's found in a crevice. It's found in a corner. It's stuck somewhere. So it's muchach that it's possible it's coming from way earlier, not from the last thing there. Loilin was cleaned up, and you can't go Bosa the last, because this was found in the crevice. It slipped through the crack, so to speak. So Meli, you go Bosa Roiv. And that's the reason why Itaka go Bosa Roiv. Now, in the Gemara before, that we said, Baharabayis, Loilin is Chulin, Tois has a Kasha, Diva Masra Baharabayis, Makshari, Ha'ech Nimtzu Shom, how could you have money in the Harabayis? So I'm going to refer to Roiv, there's a state in Brochus, Loikonis Baharabayis, Bemois Hatzchus, Besadinoi. You're not allowed to enter Harabayis, Bemakloi, Bemois, Besadinoi. So then how could you have money found over there? You're not allowed to carry a money belt that's exposed. Besadinoi, the gnayu, that's a gnay. The nira koylech shom l'schoyr, it looks like you're going for something to the marketplace. Aval betzina loy, there's taka no issa to carry money betzina, even in Arabais, and that's the money that was found over there. All right, we'll stop over here by the two dots in the bottom of the omelet.